The LGBTQ plus community continues to face challenges globally, ranging from denial of services to the risk of physical harm. Well, our security and medical teams at International SOS have provided analysis and advice for members of the community and those travelling with them to help everybody travel with confidence. Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Chris Giles. Well, joining me for this episode is Kierna Kataria, who's our lead security analyst for West Africa, security manager Mackenzie Grahek, Adam Lakhani, our security director for information and analysis, and public health coordinator Diego Sandeas. And I started by asking Kierna what International SOS has been doing to update its LGBTQ plus content for its clients.
Yeah, so the first project that we put together is a report which is aimed at both travellers and managers. And it looks at some of the challenges that LGBTQ plus workforce continue to face when travelling abroad, covering both potential legal implications as well as social discrimination and harassment. But importantly, it contains a set of practical recommendations on how these risks can be mitigated. And the second product is our regional one-pagers. So in these reports, we provide a broad overview of the situation for members of the LGBTQ plus community across the Americas, Asia Pacific, Europe and Central Asia, the Middle East and North Africa, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. And these regional reports also include real-life examples from our assistance centres or first-hand accounts of International SOS workforce that are aimed at highlighting the complexities of the situation and risks that LGBTQ plus travellers may encounter when travelling in challenging environments.
Okay, thanks, Kierna. So, Mackenzie, I wanted to ask you, what were the reasons for updating our advice?
Absolutely. So the nuance of profile-specific travel security advice we feel is an often kind of overlooked and underdeveloped area of travel safety and security. So really, we wanted to create something broad but practical that aims to acknowledge the complexities of traveling for those who belong to the LGBTQ plus community, while also providing, as Kierna mentioned, actionable risk mitigation strategies to enable travel. The other part of this is that there seems to be a global kind of misconception of continual improvement for this community, where the unfortunate truth is that many countries still do criminalize LGBTQ plus relationships and identities. And even in countries or regions that are generally more permissive to that community, we do continue to see kind of violence and harassment towards LGBTQ plus folks. So overall, we saw that there was an information gap that was impacting LGBTQ plus travelers and our clients. So we created a working group and came up with these reports as our solution.
Let's speak now to our Security Director for Information and Analysis, Adam Lakhani. And Adam, can you take us through some of the complexities of crafting advice around this topic?
So with the matter of LGBTQ plus travel, there is a very real risk of either oversimplifying the advice or completely missing the mark and being insensitive. At the end of the day, we want travelers and security managers to feel empowered in their jobs while understanding real world risk. The world is a messy and complex place, and self-reference criteria, it can be dangerous. It doesn't work, although we are more connected than ever in a highly globalized world. This can be juxtaposed with cultural norms. This is why the group of stakeholders who put this report together spanned multiple continents. It's a challenging topic to address, and we wanted to gain multiple perspectives, striking a balance of sensitivity and practicality.
And I understand that the report sets out examples to highlight some of the situations that members of the LGBTQ plus community have faced while traveling. So where did the examples come from?
So these are all real world examples and have come from either the assistance centre or International SOS staff. The examples are not confined geographically and are designed to highlight the breadth of risks that the community faces. We aren't looking to itemize every single threat that you might face if you're LGBTQ plus and are traveling. That's just not realistic or helpful. What we aim to provide here is a yardstick for travel risk managers and ground truth to help them inform their own programs based upon their own exposure.
Okay, Adam, thanks so much for now. Well, it's not just security advice that we've been focusing on. We wanted to take into account medical considerations as well. And Diego Sandeas is one of International SOS's public health coordinators. Diego, tell me about some of the recommendations the LGBTQ plus community you've been working on.
We have three tips to share that actually apply to most travelers, but with some specific recommendations for LGBTQ plus travelers. The first one would be being aware of the health risks that are present at your destination. The second one is ensuring you have enough medications with you for the duration of your trip. And the third one is being mindful of your mental health and taking care of it.
And what would your advice be when it comes to taking the right medications with you?
So it's important for all of us to be mindful, to carry enough medications with you for the duration of your trip, ensuring that we carry the prescriptions for them with us and that the prescription has a name that matches the name in our passport. We should also try to keep the medications in their original packaging. And if possible, ask our doctor to write a note describing the medication and why we need it. For those who are medically transitioning or, for example, on gender-affirming hormone therapy, it is important to plan ahead and ensure you have enough medication with you and all the supplies that you need, including syringes, for example, and needles, which might not be easy to access in some countries.
Thanks for all your advice, Diego. Now, returning to our lead security analyst, Kiana Kataria. And Kiana, we've discussed a lot about the advice that's contained in this report. So how can that be used as a tool by travelers or managers to help with their duty of care for their workforce?
Yeah, absolutely. So the report was really designed as a form of guide or checklist, and it covers the full cycle of business travel from preparation to post-travel. And what we're trying to achieve here is for travelers to feel that they are properly informed of any individual level risks in the destination that they're traveling to, so that they're able to proactively address any possible concerns, but also for managers to feel that they have a good level of awareness of the risks facing the LGBTQ plus community in general, so that they're able to properly support their workforce. So we want to highlight to clients how they can maximize their international SOS subscription and how we're able to support in both the pre-travel and during travel phase, whether that be through tailored risk assessments, but also referrals for secure accommodation and transport that we have vetted ourselves. And I think another thing that we place a lot of emphasis on is the need for solid communication and incident response plans to be in place. And that's a really important aspect if you have an LGBTQ plus employee that is traveling to a location where they don't have legal protection. So if there's an incident, you need to be conscious of the fact that they might not be able to rely on being able to approach the authorities, for example. So really thinking about what support networks are available in country, but also how you as an organization would respond to support that individual. And having these plans in place will mean that you're not caught off guard and that you're able to address it proactively. So to summarize, it's really a tool that we hope will empower the traveler by making them feel as if they're able to make informed decisions about their safety, whilst also improving travel risk programs in general.
And Mackenzie, the new report isn't the only thing that we're doing to help, is it? So can you tell me about some of the other resources or material that we've produced that our clients can access?
So we actually have an entire security consulting division, and that team can help organizations review or create their travel risk policies. They also deliver bespoke solutions, provide trainings, among a lot of other things. So the security consulting team is a great asset there. And then beyond that, we do have an e-learning module, which clients can access.
And finally, I wanted to ask the whole security team, what are some of the main takeaways that your team wants to communicate?
Well, I think for me, something that I'd like to emphasize is that these products that we've developed are meant to provide safety awareness and tools for all travelers in an organization. You know, of course, it's aimed at supporting LGBTQ plus travelers specifically, but it's equally important that colleagues are aware of some of the challenges facing the community so that they're able to show support. I think it's particularly important to have this awareness if you're traveling with people who are LGBTQ plus, so that you don't inadvertently say or do something that could jeopardize their safety.
For me, it's imperative that organizations understand that they must proactively consider the diverse needs and challenges of their traveling employees or students or colleagues. In short, it's not a sticky topic, it's something I hear a lot, but rather this is a factual that there are certain countries that have laws, legislation, social norms that may put certain profiles at higher risk.
So from my side, the biggest takeaway is that it's a manageable risk. Yes, we need to examine it in detail and give it the attention it deserves. However, like everything to do with risk management, it can be dissected, deconstructed, and managed.
Okay, Adam, Mackenzie, Kiana, and Diego, thanks very much for all your help and advice. Well, that's all for now, but before I go, I just wanted to mention that you can find that new insight report that we've been talking about, as well as our short e-learning course, which offers tips for LGBTQ plus travellers, on our website at internationalsos.com. And if you have any further questions or requirements, you can contact a member of our team in our global network of assistance centres. They're available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.